Banksy masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Eglin. You got old man Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford as we are live at Uncle Julio's in Fort Worth off of Camp Bowie. We've been having fun all day long, and oh man, I am excited for this segment. Cowboys, thank you or no thank you notes. And I feel like the most logical thank you note to start with, thank you to Jalen Carter for being a dumbass and getting kicked out before the first play from scrimmage.
One of our tolos also did say no thank you Jalen Carter, because that's gross.
Yeah, don't spit on people. At least it landed on, is it weird that I'm thinking spitting on his jersey will get him in far less trouble than if you were to like spit on his face? Because I know people are like, oh, he might get suspended, and I'm like, oh, landing on his jersey, I wonder if they'll factor that in. Is that weird that I'm yes
it
I
is.
I agree
Mike McCarthy, either way is disgusting. And that's no man, I don't, the again, Dak spitting in your general direction, yeah, if you spit it in my direction, I'm offended-ish,
right?
I'm asking what's wrong with this guy. You spit on me, and I'm punching you. And so then that, so you've assaulted me, now I can assault you back. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, no.
All right.
Because I think what you learned, no, don't support that. You got Jalen Carter kicked out. If you would have punched him back or something, then you probably would have gotten thrown out.
Oh, it's the retaliation that always gets the flag. That's right.
From the 972, no thank you to the Cowboys receivers. If you can't man up against the most hated division rival, sit out. Now, that feels like that could apply to a few people. Is it Jalen Tolbert for seeing blocking opportunities and been like, I'm going to pass on that? Is it Jake Ferguson for dropping what would have been the go-ahead touchdown pass? And, man, he feels like he's gotten off light in the last 12 hours or so. Or is it CeeDee Lamb for dropping numerous opportunities yesterday?
I think they are specifically talking about CeeDee Lamb. I'm just taking a guess on this one, because that's the, I mean, he was the one that got the big targets in the big moment.
Sure.
Against the big opponent. Like, that's they're frustrated with that. That first half, doesn't matter what you did, buddy. It's the end of the game when it matters the most.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate for him. I would like to give a thank you note, Kevin, to Kyer Elam, Kenneth Murray, and James Houston. I like those guys a lot out there.
Except for that one Kyer Elam play.
The one Kyer. Other than that, dude, he put his nose in there. He was making, look, Diggs was the one that happened to be on the goal line when the run came through.
Right.
And I was like, he's not tackling him. He acted like he tried, and that's okay. I appreciate it. But Kyer Elam, he was sticking his nose in there, trying to make some tackles. He had six tackles on the night. I appreciate that. And again, Kenneth Murray led the team with tackles, tied with Malik Hooker. Those dudes were in there being physical, chiming with what they wanted. Unleash us. Did you hear that part
yes,
of it?
I really
enjoyed hearing that.
Yeah, and in the first half, I would have been like, you were unleashed. Like, let's see their punter. So I want to give a thank you note to cut this player from cut number 17. I actually got nervous and did not like that the Cowboys ran another play to make the field goal closer for Brandon Aubrey. I was like, just let him kick it from 62. He'll be fine. But instead, he kicked it from 53. Let's hear it. Never a doubt.
Snap good. Hold good. 53 yards.
Good.
Thank you to Brad Sham for that.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
the entire place last night where I was at the Bearded Monkey, Kevin, was like, as soon as it left his foot, everybody knew. As you just said, never a doubt. No thank you to Miles Sanders.
Yeah.
Listen, man, hold on to the ball. You got four carries last night. One of them was on the ground.
Man, one of them was almost as good as it could be, and the next one was as bad as it could have been.
And I think it completely altered the game because of where you were field position wise. You changed the game there. You changed your. You know what, Kevin? Let's say they don't make it. They kick a field goal. They're down 24-23. Now you don't have to get a touchdown at the end of the game. Now you can kick another field goal to win the game, and we would have had a walk-off with Brandon Aubrey maybe from 75, 85 yards. Who knows? Exactly. He can kick it from Lubbock, as Schottenheimer said. So that's a missed opportunity there.
Now, coaching soccer practice, no thank you. Made me miss all but 3 points in the game.
Oh, man.
And then I like this. Thank you to Javonte Williams He looked great and showed a ton of fight and toughness. Man,
he's a tough runner, man.
He was moving the pile when I thought at least two plays were dead.
Yeah, there was one near the goal line, right? He was up, they were about 8 yards, 10 yards out, and he pushed it all the way down to the 1 yard line after everybody thought he should be down already.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. That's the Javonte Williams that I kind of saw coming back a little bit last year with the Broncos at the end. And so that's the one that I was expecting. Okay, he's going to be a little bit healthier. He has the ability to run with that kind of force. So hopefully that's the case for him, man.
Now, I've seen a couple that kind of follow this idea. No thank you to the refs for not calling any early holds on the Eagles, especially the egregious one on Donovan Ezeraku. I get some of the other ones, man. I thought the one on Ezeraku where he was getting hooked and thrown to the ground, I was like, come on, dude.
Yeah, no, and Kevin, you can call it on every play.
Sure.
There are plenty that I've
seen. Call it on the plays that I want.
Yeah, I know. There are plenty that I've seen the Eagles fans throwing out there going, how is this one so egregious and it was not called? I get it.
I want those fans to shut up, though.
I understand. And you know what? That's what no thank you notes are for. And
See?
Thank you notes as well. So you're right, Kevin.
No thank you note to
you know
the
what?
Eagles fans. Shut up.
I don't think I've been homer enough today. And I think that's what I'm going to next
okay.
week I'm aiming to be more homer because I feel like I've been very kind of right down the middle with everything today.
Okay. Can you be overly homerish against the Giants?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. You're trying to suggest that I can't do it with Philadelphia, but I can do it with other teams. That's
I don't
what you're
know
trying to
what
say.
You're saying.
By the way, Malik Nabers, back tightness. Dable says that he's going to be okay. I don't know about that.
That's something that was – see, there you go.
But I'm trying to get somebody to trade Malik Nabers to me also.
So. That's something that was prevalent all throughout the offseason as well. And he was like, look, I'm going to just kind of have to manage his back. And so – keep an eye out on that.
I'd like to say no thank you to the Eagles kicking game. Why not give Kevontae Turpin an opportunity, man? He was frustrated because you guys wouldn't kick the ball to him. Were you scared? Are you scared? Are you Eagles or chickens? I don't know.
Okay, first of all, that was an amazing line. But also, I understood Kevontae Turpin's frustration. But also, I was like, that just feels like good football strategy.
It is. It's smart.
Now, this one's tough. Does my wife deserve a no thank you note for not knowing any names of players on the Dallas Cowboys? And when I say that, I'm going to walk you through what happened.
Okay.
Noah wanted to sleep in our bed. And she goes, If you can name one Dallas Cowboys player. And I was like, how many Dallas Cowboys player do you know? And she goes, Dak Prescott. And I was like, how many more? And she goes, Jerry Jones.
That's not a player.
I was like, that's not a player.
Not a player at
all.
And
I was like, tell me another player. And she goes,
although Jerry probably thinks of himself as a player.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. She goes, what about Tank? And I go, he's not on the team anymore.
Gone.
And she goes, what about, do they still have the kicker? And I said, yeah.
What's his
she
name?
She goes, I want to say Brent.
Maher.
And I go, does Brent Aubrey sound right? And she goes, that might not be right. And I was like, no, it's Brandon Aubrey.
Brent Maher is who she was thinking.
Yeah. And then she looked on the sidelines, and they showed him turned around, and she goes, oh, they got Diggs? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you just saw that on his jersey.
And you're like, which Diggs? And she's like, Stephon.
Yeah. And she goes, if you could give me multiple choice. And I was like, no deal. And I said, what about Lamb? And she goes, oh, CD. See, I just need multiple choice, and I can figure it out. And then I made up.
C and D are
yes,
both in multiple
exactly.
choice.
So she might not know. If you had to fill in the blank, she would have only gotten one Cowboys player correct. Now, Noah, of course, is not familiar with Brian Schottenheimer or Jerry Jones, so he did not get to sleep in the big bed.
That's unfortunate for him. When I got home last night, my dog was in his kennel, and he was whining. I was like, I'll let you out for just a little bit longer, buddy, so he could hang out with me to watch the rest of that game.
If you could tell us one team Schottenheimer's dad coached.
And he was like, Bolts. No thank you or thank you. They're trying to convince us that was a real eagle. That was a drone. Whatever.
Okay.
Do you think an eagle's really going to do something like that? Come on. That's how we know birds aren't real right there, Kevin.
Oh.
They're trying to trick us with that stuff.
Now, that I agree with from the 806. I'm assuming this is a no thank you. They said Kenneth Murray was bad, Corey. He was the worst player on PFF. Now, I understand when people reference Pro Football Focus, but also last night, I believe the Pro Football Focus on Saquon Barkley last year had him as like the 12th ranked running back or something ridiculous like that. And so that you can use to undercut the grading measures as well.
I'll give you three things. One, I was watching the game intermittently because I was talking to people also. Yeah. Like I wasn't watching it like I usually do. Two, I have not watched the complete game yet. Like I'm going to sit down tonight, go through it like I typically would after a Cowboys game. Three, watch the damn game. You can look at stats all you want, but the great Randy Galloway said watch the damn game. And if the damn game tells me that he played good, then I'm going to believe that.
Okay. All right. And then somebody said thank you note to the Cowboys for giving them optimism. And that's like right on. I'm not here. You've told me numerous times not to tell people how to fan.
Yes.
So if you're stoked and more optimistic about the Cowboys season now because of what happened yesterday, then I'm not going to hate on you for
that. I thought, dude, Kevin, coming into this season, I kept saying I have no clue. But I kept having this like fear of badness. And going through another season where Jerry Jones is going to be ticked off at us, very much like the way Sean feels about it, I was like, this just isn't going to be fun. This looks like it could be a fun season. I know it started off with a loss, but it looks like it could be a lot more fun than we were expecting. That guy right there has the light on his phone in his pocket, and he doesn't know it, I bet.
Okay, now I want to read this text because this is a new criticism. From the 817, no thank you to y'all for killing Ferguson for dropping a pass where he immediately got his head taken off. Yeah, but that's irrelevant to the play because he had dropped it before. And so he was already dropping that before he got hit. So, like, let's not factor that in. But then not killing Dak for throwing it short on the play before, where if he leads Ferguson, it's an easy touchdown. As usual, we glaze Dak and kill Ferguson. I want to thank them for being the first person to complain that we glaze Dak Prescott. I have not seen that critique yet, so thank you.
That pass hit the defender in the back of the helmet. And, you know, I've seen Ferguson pull that ball off of the back of somebody's helmet before. Saw Alvin Harper pull it off somebody's face mask back in San Francisco also. It would have been a lot better had that been a higher throw.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Dak had a pretty good game. He didn't have any touchdowns. He didn't have, and there are lots of people at fault for that. But I thought Dak, considering this was his first game back since the injury, I felt pretty good and pretty confident about him. But, yes, that throw definitely could have been better for sure.
Yeah. But I wanted to read that. It's not often that we – get critiqued for being too pro Dak.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Yeah.